Birgit Nilsson has died at the age of 87. She's often described as the greatest Wagnerian soprano in the years after World War II. Nilsson's family in Sweden is keeping private the cause of her death. A Swedish newspaper says she died on Christmas Day. NPR's Netta Ullaby has this remembrance.
Birgit Nilsson was raised to be a farm wife, but she was born to be a diva. It was over the objections of her father that Nilsson attended music school in Stockholm. Nilsson became a national, then global star known for her glorious interpretations of Wagner. Alan Blythe is a longtime opera critic. He says Nilsson's pastoral upbringing helped shape her powerful constitution. Nilsson's stamina was marvelous, he says, as was her ability to project over an orchestra in full roar.
And, I mean, at the top, some people sometimes describe her voice as a little bit steely, but if it was steely, it was a steel coming from absolute strength in the voice. It wasn't in any way harsh.
Blythe saw Birgit Nilsson at Bayreuth, the German festival of Wagner, where the wait for tickets can last 10 years. But he's haunted by her performance in another dramatic role.
In Richard Strauss's Elektra, she managed to project really the desperation of the woman in quite an amazing way. I can remember her sitting there looking absolutely phlegmatic and implacable as she dealt with her terrible mother, Clytemnestra.
Birgit Nilsson's extraordinary range had sound men begging her to step back from the microphone during her highest notes. She shattered wine glasses, windows, and once, it said, a turquoise gemstone. Deborah Voigt is one of today's most acclaimed sopranos who remembers Nilsson also for her sense of humor.
Well, I remember singing a performance at the Vienna Staatsoper of Ariadne, and during the intermission, the head of the theater came to me and said, "Oh, Miss Voigt, there's a very young student here who would like to talk to you about possibly having some lessons." And I opened the door and I heard this, this very fabulous laugh, and in walked Birgit Nilsson, and I'd never met her before.
Voigt was there 10 years ago when Nilsson briefly came out of retirement at age 77 to help celebrate music director James Levine from the Metropolitan Opera stage.
On an occasion like this, if it would have been in Sweden, we would all have saluted you with a four times hooray. But since I am a daughter of the Vikings, I am used to do it my way.
Netta Ullaby, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.